This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Tamul Lochar being celebrated across the country today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Conclusion on panel-wise discussions on political report and statute draft proposal being presented in General Convention of CPN Maui Centre. And US reports record high of more than 440,000 new cases of COVID-19 in single day. Now the news in detail. Tamul Lochar is being celebrated by the Gurung community across the country today. Lochar is celebrated as a new year by the Gurung and other mountainous communities. This year is the year of the tiger. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has said that festivals like Tamul Lochar would enhance the spirit of mutual harmony, tolerance and brotherhood among all Nepalese and help further strengthen greater national unity. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Tamul Lochar festival today, she has wished that this festival would inspire all Nepalese to take the lead in building a civilized and progressive society. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has expressed the hope that the festival of Tamul Lochar would inspire all for building prosperous Nepal along with socio-economic transformation of the Nepali people. The Vice President, in a message of best wishes on the occasion of Tamul Lochar, wished for happiness, peace, good health and prosperity to all sisters and brothers at home and abroad. He has also urged all celebrating the festival to follow COVID-19 health protocols. Likewise, Prime Minister Shahbada Dewa has extended best wishes to all Nepali brothers and sisters living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Tamul Lochar. In a message of best wishes, Prime Minister Dewa wished peace, prosperity and happiness to all. Conclusion of the panel-wise discussions on the political report and statute amendment draft proposal is being presented in the ongoing National General Convention of CPN Maui Centre. 25 panels were formed on Monday to discuss the political report presented by Party Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda and statute amendment draft submitted by Party Leader Deep Gurung. The conclusion of the panel while discussion is being presented, was presented from 1 p.m. yesterday. It is reported that the process of electing the leadership would begin today if the political report and statute draft amendment were endorsed yesterday, Prime Minister Shahbada Dewa has sent a team headed by National Planning Commission Vice Chair Dr. Bishnu Paudel to Sudur Paschim Province for preparing a draft of greater development project for the province. The team comprising Nepali Congress Central Member Nayan Singh Mahar is in Dhangadi. As Mahar said, the team would visit all the districts in Sudur Paschim to identify the real needs of the area. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has congratulated the National Women Volleyball Team on winning the title of Asian Volleyball Confederation Central Zone Senior Women's Volleyball Championship. The team clinched the title by beating Uzbekistan in the final held in Dhaka of Bangladesh on Tuesday. Via her official Twitter handle, the president wished for continuous success of the team in the future. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun also congratulated the team on its historic victory in the competition. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan has stressed the need for raising awareness on earthquake safety every day. Speaking at a meeting of the 24th National Earthquake Safety Day Main Organizing Committee at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, Minister Khan also pressed for compliance with the construction-related code of conduct introduced to minimize the damages of the earthquake. The meeting of the committee chose Patan Darbar Square to be the venue for the main event on 24th Earthquake Safety Day to be organized on the 16th of January 2022. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Khadka has said that the government has been raising the issue of safe migration and the protection of the rights and welfare of the Nepali migrant workers with high priority in the bilateral and multilateral forums. Addressing the Kantipur IME Migration and Remit Summit in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Karka said the government had been raising voices for the protection of rights and interests of the Nepalese, who had reached 76 countries in course of overseas employment through the legal channel. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, affixed the first cancellation mark on the first day cover of 31 different types of postage stamps related to Nepal's natural, biological, social and cultural heritages. Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Baikunta Arial, and Director General of Department of Postal Services, Indu Ghimire, also put cancellation mark on the postage stamps that were released yesterday. Speaking at the program organized by the Department of Postal Services, Minister Karki expressed confidence that the stamps had been published to symbolize the need to protect and preserve the natural resources and maintain identity of Nepal. Stamps have also been released depicting the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, 8 on different mountains and 4 on different food trails. The Ministry of Health and Population has said a vaccination campaign will be launched soon to vaccinate people aged between 12 to 17 against the COVID-19. Secretary at the Ministry, Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, said the vaccination drive to target groups would be launched in Kathmandu Valley and other districts within the next 10 days. Meanwhile, a total of 220 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Health Ministry informed that 253 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 2 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,590 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The United States and several European countries have reported their highest daily rises in the COVID cases since the pandemic began due to increasing cases of the Omicron variant. Health officials have said that more than 440,000 new cases were recorded in the United States on Monday alone. Likewise, France, Italy, Greece, Portugal and England have also reported record numbers of daily infections. Officials have said that the high figures could be due in part to reporting delays over the Christmas period. Meanwhile, the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is raising fears of a third wave of the pandemic in India. India reported a total of nearly 800 Omicron cases yesterday, while COVID-19 infections rose by almost 9,200 new daily cases. This is a 44% spike of cases from the previous day in India. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country, with chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, maximum temperature was 8.1 degrees Celsius, minimum was 7.7, and rainfall was 37.4 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Tamul Lochar being celebrated across the country today, President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Conclusion of panel-wise discussions on political report and statute draft proposal presented in the General Convention of CPN Maui Center. And U.S. reports a record high of more than 4,400,000 new cases in single day. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.